Hey, nerds, join us on Discord and hit that subscribe button.
Magic and fire. I am Zika.
Thessaly.
Oma.
Kellick.
Flynn.
And I'm your DM, Seth. Welcome to Venture Forth. When last we left our heroes. As Salix and Thessaly continued their conversation, overlooking the city skyline, the rest of the Agents of Repair found themselves in the warmly lit interior of the Scholar's Rest, near the intersection of the Civic and Parchment districts within Stillgate. After partaking in the inn's various treats and libations, Flynn found himself wandering the stacks of books and came face to face with a curious individual, a deep gnome illusionist who had some interesting things to say to Flynn about the Iron Light's history while he waited upon a scheduled meeting with a friend. Seeker and Kellick discussed the various ways to navigate friendship with Thessaly, while Oma acquainted herself with Pages, the resident awakened Maine Coon cat that calls the Scholar's Rest home.
Meow.
Meanwhile, back above the city, Thessaly and Salix discussed the impending conversation with Nasaid Kalb and some of the day's events. And in a moment of levity, Salix ribbed Thessaly about the curious relationship between herself and Kellick. It's not every day another man threatens to kill you for yelling at your sister. Scholar's Rest, the friend that Fumduck was waiting on was none other than Ka'a Mo'we, a figure from Kellick's past here within Stillgate. The two reunited, talked about old times, the trials of faith, and Kellick warned Mo of the threat to the Queen's life and the reason for the Agents of Repair's presence in Stillgate. Mo said he'd run it through channels and would inform you as soon as he could of the results. And it was at this point, the group reunited, that Thessaly and Salix returned, apologies were issued, and while the rest of the group discuss the merits of dismemberment, Thessaly asks Kellick for patience while they navigate whatever it is that's between them. So, as we return back to the Scholar's Rest, Thessaly, you have finished your tea, and the two of you have sat quietly there, sort of absorbing the moment, as Salix eventually stands up, and he kind of turns to the rest of you. He says, "All right, to Flynn, Seeker, and Oma, this has been very fun, but, duty calls," and stands up and he walks over, gets in a respectable distance away before he sorry to interrupt. Bess. It's time for us to go.
Oh. Okay.
It's fine if we go with her.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can come. Yeah. With us?
It should be fine. Sade may very well want to speak with all of you, but I know he's most interested in.
Right. Right.
But yeah, if you take a second, but I just want to let you know it's coming up on time.
Pages, I'm gonna miss you so much.
I'll be here if you want to come back.
Well, you
I love that this whole time the pages hasn't said anything until you talk to them.
you speak.
This is usually the reaction I get. Yes.
Fantastic. Hello.
Hi.
I'm Sika.
I'm Pages.
This is Flynn Deloweave.
Hello, Flynn.
Yeah, that's me.
Hello,
of the...
Oh, Iron Light Collective.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Gosh.
Good talk.
Yeah.
How?
Magic.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Hey, magic.
Weird.
Cool.
Very nice druid a long time ago.
Oh.
Cast a spell on me. I don't remember a whole lot before that. Things were kind of fuzzy. But after that, I could talk.
Oh. That is super awesome.
You're very big.
You're very small.
Oh. Do you wish you were smaller?
No.
No.
Well, there are some boxes I can't fit in. And that's frustrating.
I wish I was bigger.
Why?
A lot of reasons.
Being small is awesome.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Do you want some string?
Oh. I think that's condescending.
No, I'm looking for things in my bag.
Tinker, I can talk.
Do you want string?
Do you want string?
No string. Okay.
Wait, Tinker, bring it back.
Oh, wait.
Bring back the string.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Like, it's big. And now you see, like, as the claws, like, go out, it's like, it's got some pretty sizable claws on it. And yeah, it kind of takes the string and then does that, like, that cats do, where it kind of freaks out like a little bit and then, like, chews on it a little.
And I nudge. Talk,
but I'm still a cat.
I nudge.
What?
Huh? See?
Yeah.
Oma?
I'm gonna miss you.
Aren't you staying here?
I don't know.
That is the... I think we are staying here.
Are we?
We've not... We need to do that.
Are we going somewhere?
At some point.
I don't know if we're staying here. We just came here for right now.
Yeah, we might never come back.
I hope we're staying here.
Because I want to see you again. I think we should go. Although,
where are we going?
I don't know if you should meet people this way.
I'm so good. What do you do? What do you need? What do you need? I'm your guy.
Can you write?
I like, yeah, I can write my arms not around pages and just give pages a big hug.
Kind of nuzzles into your neck a little bit. I think I'll see you later, but
we are staying.
But if not, I love you so much.
What is happening?
What is? Oh,
he's drank beer. You love this?
Just love?
How long have you met this? What is?
All right, Salix, would you like to lead the way? I don't know.
You're quite nice, Oma.
Oh, God.
And in the end.
This is...
No, I can't write. I don't have thumbs. Hard.
Yep.
I didn't know where the line
got
is.
Got the talking down, though.
Yeah. No thumbs needed.
No.
No. Okay. Later.
Sure.
Oh, sorry.
Why would you do that?
Are you all coming?
Huh?
Are you coming? We're heading out the door.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go. Let's go. We have to go talk to the Captain Captain
Boss. No. Nasaid.
Commander.
Salix just kind of looks at you and, well.
I suppose maybe Flynn will wait in the hall.
The world is in good hands.
Oh, gods. Let's just start walking.
All right.
We'll manage.
He walks up to the bar and like talks quickly to Bernard, that same kind of mousy young man who's been behind the bar. And he walks in the back and then comes out a second later. In like a little clay mug, he just walks over and he hands you a mug, Flynn. He goes, just like, he grabs your hand, he puts the mug in your hand, and he goes, drink this. And yeah, as you drink it, it's warm and really bitter. But you kind of like, you feel the effects of the alcohol not really subside, but almost like dampen a little bit.
This is good.
It's gross, but I'm glad you left it.
Yeah, it's very good. No, it's terrible.
It's terrible. Yeah, it's really bitter and gross, but it's good for...
yeah.
Kind of points you up and down. Good when you have too much to drink.
Yeah, I'm a little guy.
That's all right, dude. All right. Yeah. And he kind of like squares himself up and like pulls back his shoulders and kind of dons the mask of the Steam Stride Warden. And you see his eyes kind of harden and his face go like really still. And he walks out, kind of all of you guys in tow. You make your way through the Civic District back towards the Capitolium. Not towards the Capitolium, but make your way through the Civic District and back towards the central stair through the Cliffs of Sildar, which is Sildar Stairs. Often all three of the stairs are referred to as Sildar Stairs, but they are, in fact, each of them named for one of the three original adventurers who founded the various cities of Gunbaldir, Westreach, Ondale. Why am I saying all the countries? That's why. Because they are named for the three founding individuals who founded the three nations of Elbor. So there is Sildar Stair. There is... Shit, I should have pulled this up before. Dornan's, yes. There's Sildar Stair, Dornan's Stair, and... Tiarsa's Stair, I think.
That sounds right.
Tiarsa's Stair? Can't remember my own NPCs.
No, Tiarsa was the blacksmith.
Oh.
But it is like Trisra.
Yeah, Trisra. I think Queen Trisra. Yeah, the first queen of Ganbaldir. But yeah, each of them are named
for the
three founding members.
A queen.
And but they're often collectively just referred to as Sildars. Doran Stair is the furthest from the sea. Tialas. That's what
Tiala.
Tiala Stair is the closest. So Sildars is the center, Tialas is closest to the sea, and then Doran's is farthest, closest to the mountains. But he takes you down Sildar Stair. As you walk through, again, that kind of, it's strange, like going down the stairs, entering kind of into a different world in a way. You see, again, the prevalence of a lot more smaller folk. You see suddenly like a lot more gnomes, a lot more dwarves, who apparently find comfort and solace in the underground subterranean environment that the winding staircases and the various burrows that go back into the cliffs provide. You see, once again, just kind of a few points of interest, you see... Sebastian's Sundries, that kind of odd, like green curtained, very ornate building that appears to stand out in this space, is larger than the rest. You see lots of like landings and various kind of tunnels and things like that. A lot of shops and stalls that line these sort of rock-hewn hallways as people go on about their business and just traipse through in this kind of wildly different section of the city that looks so different than the rest. But you eventually find yourselves going down the long, large hallway, walking up to the huge bronze doors encased with the cogs and gears that are the entrance to Steamstride Landing, the headquarters of the wardens here within the city. You pass through these open doorways and enter into the large, cavernous, round chamber. You can see the entrance off to the right as various of the dragonfly mounts kind of... come in and out. It's very busy, kind of constantly in flux, and you see as all these people wearing this sort of bronze armor. Not incredibly numerous, but always industrious, kind of moving from place to place very quickly. And Salix leads you through and down the sort of long series of hallways until eventually you find yourselves once again outside of the closed doors of Nasaid Kalb's office, the High Warden. Two Steamstride Wardens are posted outside and they approach. The Salix walks up to them and kind of just whispers something into their ear and they walk in, come back out a second later, pull open the door, and you enter into the office.
As we enter, I'll probably just finishing the last drop of whatever, reluctantly finish it.
Yeah.
I'll look for a place to put the mug.
Right.
Oh
my god!
One of the Steamstride Wardens just
seeing that. I can take that. Not a problem. Okay. I'll put it in my bag.
Okay.
Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah. No. Sorry, I'm still just shaking it off. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's go.
Shake a little harder.
Okay.
Okay.
Probably not going to do much.
Terrible mistake.
Salix kind of too late now.
It'll be fine.
Under his breath, as you all enter into the office, you see Nasaid Kalb, same kind of like caramel colored skin, the almost completely white hair, close cropped. As he sort of sits above his desk, he's looking down at an assortment of papers. Looks like he's got various like different like leather folios that are open and kind of spread out. In different places, and as you approach, he looks up and like his gaze kind of sweeps over all of you together. Miss Gwyn.
Hello.
I suppose you all can stay. Perhaps you have something of value to add to the conversation.
Perhaps.
Here to help.
Nope, we'll probably just sit here quiet.
Probably a good idea, yeah.
Over. Yeah.
If you need us, we'll be here, Thessaly.
Right. I just thought everyone just might want to know about Vossen, considering the threat we face.
I've been brushing up And he kind of looks to all of the folios that are open across his desk. And you, as you get closer, Thessaly, you can see that there are sketches, drawings, various like writings and files and things like that. As he had originally kind of insinuated, he does have dossiers on the Fatal Root. On everybody of every member of the team. And he motions to the chair at his desk, sits down, and he picks up a quill, basically, just a very ordinary quill, and then he kind of throws it into the air and it stands upright on a piece of paper.
Before I assume Thessaly's going to sit.
I am, yeah.
I would just reach out and touch their hand and give it a little squeeze.
I squeeze back. All right. I take a seat.
Mm-hmm.
What? Ask away.
Very well. Well, let's start at the beginning. You said that you served with Captain Boston, is this correct?
I served as... I suppose that's an accurate description. After the massacre at East Haven,
As you say that, he kind of looks over and kind of...
Yeah. They took me from the city. I'm a bit of an anomaly. I don't know if you can tell by looking at me. And I was of interest to them for a while. At first because I think they wanted to figure out what had happened. You see, that night, trying to defend the youngest of my siblings, I acquired and I just kind of like take a really deep breath to steel myself for once they perished. I made an oath to Fenra, and Captain Vossen and his team found that very interesting, because in that moment I managed to, or something managed to kill some of their contingency. So I was taken aboard a ship. I was tortured and questioned for quite a long time. And then they were going to do away with me, and I, you're familiar with Svar Grimperil. She thought I could be a useful experiment to be added to their reserve temporarily. And so, yes, I did serve with them, but let's say under duress. I just want that on whatever record you have there.
Yeah, just it's basically just recording the whole conversation, everything you've said. Svar Grimperil took an interest to you because of your heritage, I presume?
Because of my heritage, because of the power I wielded after the oath.
Did she ever give any indication of her intentions with you?
She really liked to poke and prod me.
Seems to be her motif.
Yes.
Was that the bulk of your time then? Time with Svara?
At first, for the first month, and then when they found out I had some strength and I could fight, then Vossen started tutoring me himself. He taught me how to use blades. They put me on some front lines of Tripoint when we would face Ondalian soldiers.
Vossen himself trained you?
Yes.
What can you tell me about his methods?
Well, I don't know what I can tell you that you don't already know. He's vicious. He's calculating. He is almost impressively sadistic in the way that he can plan out incursions, invasions, and all the rest of the sort of more secretive work they have him do. He has a weak spot. Not many people know. He has an old injury on the right leg. That's important.
That, like, at that, the quill, like, stops and, like, moves off. Like, writes a different note in a section. And that appears to be new information to him. He goes to kind of speak. He says, "Can this weakness be..." And then he, like, stops speaking in the middle of it. And his eyes grow kind of wide for just a second. And you see, like, the muscles in his neck go taut. And then he, like, shakes. Right. His methods.
Can I... What was that moment? Can I roll? Can I try to figure out why he paused?
Make an insight check for me.
Can I also?
Like, we're all here.
How subtle is this?
Like, you have to be relatively close to kind of, because it's like he kind of goes to speak, and it's almost like it's very subtle. That
he's a pretty understated guy.
Yeah,
we're also a little.
That was a jerk.
We're further away. Yeah,
and like,
yeah. So I would say
a 17.
17. It almost, like, it looks like he was, the best way you can describe it is it looks like he was, like, about to say something and then, like, almost couldn't. And then just moved on from it.
As though, and maybe I didn't roll high enough, but, like, as though he was emotionally or social, like, from within his person was stopped by something or because an external force or some kind of, like, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, was it motivated by him, something within himself? Or was it...
arcane in nature.
Hard to tell. Yeah, mm-hmm. With that rule. Hard to tell. Yeah. It just looked like... You know when you bite back something that you're going to say? You're like... Like, it's very brief. It was very, very brief, but you catch it. Because you're just sitting so close to him.
Okay.
But he says, old injury. That is new and useful information. Great. And... there is, like, a weird thing. Like, it almost...
you did roll pretty high.
It almost is like he doesn't notice he did it.
Oh.
Like, he picks back up as if... like, the hesitation that I had probably didn't portray it well enough, but, like, there's this, like, weird, like, attempt to say something, and then it move. It, like, he glazes right over it.
Okay.
So.
Can I take, like, I'm listening to whatever he says next, but, like, so going into, I'm on high alert when talking about this anyway, because it's a very subject. Can I just get a periphery around the room?
Absolutely. Make a perception check for me.
No. I'm going to use my new dice.
Ooh, all right. New dice. Love new dice.
Let's go new dice.
Let's not go
new trash. Get it out of here.
Sometimes you want to drop it, I guess.
you know.
It's okay. We
It's a 10.
Yeah. As you look around the room, I mean, this room is it's very well guarded, very well sealed. You see Salix and your friends. That's it.
Could I notice? Would it be obvious that you're looking around the room? Could I pick up this looking? Or is this just like a, you're just in a conversation, you're just kind of glancing within, because you're not trying to be
I'm not, in front of him, right? I'm purposefully not being obvious because I don't want him to notice and I don't want alarm to be set within the room.
Yeah.
Because I have also a feeling.
You're not like.
So it's
more of just like I'd say because like
that's why
Nasaid is facing you guys, but like they're kind of catty corner. Like he's very close. Like he's also watching you.
Yeah.
To attempt to see if there's any effort at deception. Like he's this is a very comfortable interrogation, but it is one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so he's very close to you. So for that reason, I would say no, like you don't see Thessaly clock it or the attempt to kind of like sweep or scan the room real quick.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, like, he makes note of the weakness that you did say. You spoke to being poked and prodded, and then Captain Boston took you under his wing and continued to train you. So you were involved with several altercations. Did you ever leave Dry Point Island?
Only on ship in the water to... we would delay cargo or envoys of important shipments heading to Ondale. But they didn't trust me on soil outside of the island because, rightfully so, they were afraid I might jump ship, as it were.
Did you ever try to escape?
Thought about it.
So no?
Not until I actually did.
Right, like the quill kind of stops. Mm. Like when you say quill stops, like he pauses a moment, keeps going. Just like, again, kind of a slight, like weird kind of pause. So you say, and then he just keeps going. Same thing. Like doesn't even realize that he paused. If this plot to attempt, if the attempt on the Queen's life is indeed to take place, what methods do you believe he would employ to do so?
He would infiltrate whatever protective systems you have. He used to like to brag about how he infiltrated East Haven. The alarm bells that Lord Farron had in place never went off. He knew, we all knew in East Haven that we were susceptible to a potential attack. We were poor. We have a major, very important export. But by the time that they were on us, none of the guards, even at any of the doors of the estate, gave a signal. They came in and they slaughtered everyone efficiently.
And you survived because of your aforementioned abilities.
By the grace of Fenra.
He kind of squints, clocks the disdain.
Yeah.
You mentioned he has physical weaknesses. Any blind spots in his thinking? Any flaws of personality that can be exploited?
I take a moment to like think about that. I hate to say it, he's not flawed in any of the ways that he executes his plans. They are, and I'm just like, I'm resistant to like almost like give a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
They are perfectly executed. They are perfectly thought out. They are thoroughly imagined. He does not make mistakes. And when he plans something, there are always layers. He's quite fond of entertaining himself with his own plans.
Like the note, the quill kind of makes a note.
When you work with him, it's you sort of pick up on it. It's almost like a theatricality, but no one's there to witness it because by the end of it, everyone is dead.
What can you tell me of the other members of his team?
Well, I kind of look over to the desk to see the dossiers. Sounds like you've got a full list. Fargrim Peril, she, just as evil, just as cruel. She's tough to contend with in terms of her arcane prowess. There's, how much do you know about Meryl and Darren?
Little.
Everyone underestimates her, but she is impressive.
Impressive in what way?
Her skills in wizardry are unparalleled.
Like a long kind of note gets made. Does she have an affinity for any type of magic?
And I think back because I am not great at identifying what types of magic people do.
Well established.
Yeah, well established.
Yeah.
And I almost feel like a blush creeps into my cheeks because I'm embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't heal people. And then I kind of like look over at Flynn and then look over at Olma. Yeah, combative. Mm-hmm. Combative. The best descriptor.
Offensive magics.
Yes.
And the rest?
Hadrix Halgard is their artificer. If there is detonation or anything that needs to be go kaboom, he does that. He's the only one that if you were to capture any of them, he might be willing to talk.
Like that's a very double underlined circle note that is made.
Thane Trester. They...
arguably one of the most skilled warriors in all of the Kaldurian military.
I wouldn't even want to fight him, so... He's not cruel. He can't be baited. Maybe the same way Savara or Vossen can. But he has no regard for life, including his own.
He lacks the hubris, then, of Vossen.
Yes, Savara. Which I might argue makes him more dangerous.
And I want to cut to the rest of the AOR for just a minute. During this time, as you guys are listening, is there anything that you wish to either do or anything that you, any of you particularly make note of or...
all of it. Can I catch your eye, Kellic?
Sure, yeah.
As I catch your eye, I reach out my hand and mimic opening a door. And then I motion... I start counting, like, and I kind of shrug, like, and I'll shrug again.
I shrug and show a look of complete befuddlement at this.
Okay. All right.
But I will also, at the mention of, I'm playing out his name, Vossen. At the mention of Vossen enjoying the theatrics of his plans, I will take a second look around the room.
Okay.
Because how fun would it be to have Vossen be interviewing us about himself or something to the
Oh, wow.
This is the kind of maniac we're dealing with.
Kind of like voyeurism almost.
Yeah, like okay. What kind of creep are they here?
That's
some capacity.
Go ahead and make a perception or investigation check. Your choice. Why?
I didn't
do I have advantage on that? Investigation?
Huh? You still have advantage on investigation,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. I hate when you do that. I'd be so angry.
What?
He rolls his dice in a tray full of dice, so there's no... It, like, stops the dice from rolling because they hit another dice.
Everybody's ticks about how the others roll there. I love it.
We accept all four.
We
do not.
We roll is the best.
We will shame, but we also accept.
That's right.
I do not accept. I do not accept.
17. Okay. As you look around the room, yeah, I mean, I'd say you don't. There's nothing that that shows up. You know, you see a nice office. You see, you know, his clockwork dragon is sitting over there, just like apparently powered down. his armor on the stand behind him, just like before. There's really no nothing that stands out in particular to you. I will say that you also notice Salix is also kind of like just like
alerted,
a very alert right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
And is also like there's also a look on his face of it's hard to place, but like he's being affected by what Thessaly is describing.
Okay.
Yeah. Hearing it spoken out loud is, I think, Kellex insightful enough. Like, he's trying to mask it well, but...
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah,
right.
You get it.
It's touching him.
Yeah.
Are there any other entrances to this room beyond just the front door that we entered from?
Yeah, there's right. the doors and then the like, open porticos that you can just, like...
Fly out of?
Or fly okay. out of. But outside of those, you don't see any additionals okay. now.
And then, I want to kind of put Cecily and her and their like conversation to the side and see if I can hear anything in the room that seems out of place.
Oh, okay. Make your choice of I think hearing perception. Go ahead and make a perception check for me. Just like kind of closing your eyes almost.
Mm-hmm. Perception,
mm-hmm.
also a 17.
17,
yeah.
17, 17.
There we go.
You like it.
Mm-hmm.
You really like it.
Yeah, but we're all going to roll on the same thing. Slightly different thing that we're looking for, but...
Mm-hmm.
You hear the wind, like, coming through this place. That kind of, like, that sound. Not a bad roll. And because you're specifically looking, you said you're listening, right?
Mm-hmm.
You hear like a very, 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 very faint, like a whistle almost. The sound of air going through a small space.
I'm gonna try and like shift
mm-hmm.
conspicuously.
Okay.
To try not or non-conspicuously?
Inconspicuously.
Yes. Inconspicuously.
Okay.
Not conspicuously, obviously. To try and find that, like, small sound.
Okay. Interesting. Make a stealth check for me. Actually, you know what? So this is. I'm gonna make this a performance check. Because stealth is about, like, not being seen. And I've always thought that, like, you can't stealth through an area where there's people and nothing to hide and it's
brightly
lit.
Yeah.
Right.
But you can kind of, like, try to pretend like you're just, like,
especially as a kid,
maybe you're just kind of wandering
like
around.
A you're a yeah. kid.
So make a performance check for me.
Makes sense.
Dirty 20.
Dirty
20. Nice.
Okay. Olma, as you sort of, like, you pick up that sound on the wind and... You sort of start to meander your way, and you guys see like Oma just kind of looks like she gets bored and then just like walks off and starts kind of like wandering around the office. Salix like clocks you do it, and you see Nasaid like look over his shoulder and then immediately dismiss it.
Mm-hmm.
But you eventually kind of approach, and there is kind of a like a sconce over about 40 feet or so. This is a big office. So about 40 feet over to your left or so, there's like a, for lack of a better term, like a reading nook. It's kind of like, and you can see that there are stone shelves and things like that with like books. And,
mm-hmm.
They're not stone shelves, but like very beautiful, like bronze inlaid wooden bookshelves with like what look like histories of the Steamstride Wardens and like the city and stuff. And as you get closer, that sound grows. Like you hear that same as you approach and get close to the bookshelves.
I want to find it.
Oh my gosh.
You stand next to the bookshelves and you can hear like a. Like there is wind moving what sounds like underneath or like into one of the bookshelves.
Like as if it's a door.
There's something behind it, yeah.
Yeah.
There's space through which wind from the open airways into what you gather is something behind it.
Yeah. Yeah.
An open passageway of some kind.
Okay, I'm gonna slowly meander my way back to Kellick.
All right. Meander back.
I
sort of put a hand on Olma's shoulder as if to be like, stop
Stop wiggling.
Fidgeting.
And I take my foot and I tap his toe with it. And then I kind of...
I look down.
And I, like, tilt my head towards the bookshelf. And I, like, tap my ear.
And I listen.
What's your passive?
He's got a really high passive.
Yeah, you do have a, have a high.
Yeah. Jeez.
You do have a high passive.
I rolled a 17. So.
Yeah. Okay. Like, now that Olma points it out,
yeah.
Like, you hear that kind of weird discordant, like, the sound of, because, like, the wind flowing through an open space is very different than wind. And we all know that sound of, like, wind, like, you know when the windows crack in the car and you hear that, like, that's what it sounds like. And, like, it's very difficult to hear. It's, like, very faint. The fact that Olma heard it from this far away. But she was looking for it, and you were not. So now that you hear it, you're, like, you're not sure what it means, but...
I narrow my eyes, and I just give a soft nod to Olma. And I'll just have one eye on that bookshelf, I guess.
Yeah. Cool. Back to Thessaly and Nasaid. He just keeps kind of asking you questions. At this point, it's more like just points of clarification. He asks you about your time on Tripoint Island, the specific methods that you were trained in. Does Captain Vossen have any, like, what does he fight with? Like, what tools does he use? Yeah. Does he have any, like, what's the name of his ship? What does it look like?
Does he halt or stilt again at any point in...
That, like, for the next, I will say, like, just because... I can't come up with enough questions to ask you
for the
next 20 or 30 minutes. Like, he keeps doing that. And during that time, during the next 20 or 30 minutes, as he's, like, asking you all of these questions, he does not do that halting thing or stop or space out anymore during that time. You two, keeping your eyes close together, like, close. No, nothing comes from that corner. Nothing happens. You just keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cannot. This is going to sound...
Hit me.
I've got something. Okay. This may be insane.
Yeah.
So go ahead and tell me if it's insane.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to do anything that, like, requires a feature or an action or a bonus action because Nasaid is interrogating me and I don't want to, like... I don't want to have his attention make me think that I... give him any reason to distrust me.
Right.
But I can't shake that weird feeling after the... even though 20 minutes has passed and he still hasn't done it... So, with my aura of courage, right?
Oh, yeah.
I am immune to being frightened.
Right.
However, I'm wondering if there is a way that, like, I have control and agency over that and can douse it, because the one person that I would be very, very afraid of would be Vossen.
Would be Vossen. Ooh. That's first
to see if I get some chills up my spine.
Yeah.
Some spooky vibes, maybe.
Spooky vibes.
Oh my goodness.
To see if I can
check the words out of my mouth.
Spooky vibes.
Okay, sorry.
No. I was literally about to. That's perfect.
I'm sorry.
Perfect.
I apologize. I took the moment from you.
No, you did it. You amplified it as better than I could have. That's perfect. I was like, yes.
Okay.
So, as you like that. Burgeoning courage you always feel, that kind of almost refusal, like through force of will, to just not be afraid, to feel it but never give in to it.
Right.
I've always loved that like a paladin's not like immune to fear because they don't feel it. They're immune because they choose to act in spite of it.
Yes.
But for a moment you let that go. You let it drop. You put yourself back there in the cage where they kept you. And you remember the smells of Tripoint and that night in the chapel, and you let that fall away. Go to make a spooky vibes check for me.
I want to use this dice tray. I know it doesn't matter.
It matters. You think it matters?
It doesn't. Objectively, it does not.
I love the perspective. It's my favorite part.
Solid space for that.
Not right. Gonna drop this one.
Okay.
Okay. Well, is it just straight?
It's just D20 plus your wisdom.
Oh, it's my wisdom?
Yeah.
No offense to your tray, Rodney.
I don't take any.
12.
12. As you like reach out and you kind of just take stock of the room and you almost let that your gut instinct wash out through the room, you're almost certain Captain Vossen is not here. He's not near.
Okay.
There's something
wrong.
Weird about Nasaid. Something. You have no idea what it is, but like the behavior is weird, and it's not so much the behavior as so much his own inability to see that he's done it. But beyond that, you are suddenly confident. In fact, you're confident that there's nobody else in your vicinity beyond the people that are visible here in the room.
Okay. I just bite my cheek at this, like, kind of, and I let the comfort of the aura of courage and kind of
come back.
Yeah, annoyingly, like, think to how much Fenra has actually benefited me for a moment. And we'll continue to answer whatever questions he has.
All right. After, as I said, about 30 minutes of just continuous, and he writes new notes. You give him a lot of new information. Mm-hmm. The thing that you're able to provide that nobody else has ever been able to provide is not just like a dossier on like their skills and abilities and their appearances, but like their personalities, who these people are, their weaknesses. And that's a lot of what he tries to get into is he's trying to get into the head of Vossen. He's trying to get in the head of the rest of the Fatal Reserve. But he, after about 20 or 30 minutes, eventually he like sits and he thinks and looks up, and I think that concludes my questions for you.
Oh.
All told, everything lasts about an hour.
Well, so I'm free to go?
Yes.
What about the Queen, though?
I'll see to it.
I caught that last one. I looked to Salix. And then I look around at everyone else.
Do we believe him?
Make an insight check for me. You can make an insight check as well, Thessaly. You're standing right there.
Let's do it.
17 again.
Yeah.
Good.
I'll roll for Salix as well.
24.
You're sitting there and you're looking him in the eyes. He is telling the 100% truth. He does appear to be genuinely concerned for the Queen. And when he says, like, I'll see to it. And again, it's weird because he does that. He does that pause where he, like, totally blanks. And then he comes back, doesn't appear to notice the pause, and says, I'll see to it. With the confidence of the High Commander of the Steamstride Wardens.
Thinking,
the incongruousness of it is weird.
I'm thinking back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not good at recognizing what is what kind of magic. I'm not.
Yeah.
But I think back to things that Meryl can do.
Okay.
Have I ever seen wizard. Her do anything like this?
Make a... Ooh.
Like...
You know what?
Almost.
You know them all so intimately well. This doesn't require a role. Meryl is very powerful.
Yeah.
Arguably the most powerful arcanist you've ever met.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Does...
Yeah.
But like mind control or like domination or like any sort of like control, like that's not
doesn't
her
apply
bag.
To her.
No.
Okay.
She is a destructive force on the
right.
battlefield.
Okay.
She is she manipulates not people but matter.
Yeah. Okay.
So she like you think back and none of them really like. Vossen is a cult of personality, and he is arguably one of the more forceful personalities you've ever met. But does it, like, as you kind of scroll through the Rolodex of all of their abilities, since you last met them, none of them had that level of nuance of control.
Does this appear... Does Nasaid appear to be under the influence of magic? Is that something I can assess?
Like, if you wanted to, I mean, you could cast detect magic.
Cool.
Nah. I don't. I already fucked up in this room once.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So without the aid of a sense to determine. Interesting. Okay.
Oh yeah, because I'm not sure if I would have encountered anything like this before, but there's clearly a disjoint here.
It's weird, but it's really difficult to place. Like, there's no obvious signs. There's
right.
no,
he
like,
doesn't glow.
He doesn't like. Yeah, like there's no external signs beyond right. these three mm-hmm. odd.
And we don't, and we don't know this guy out. At all.
Like these weird and like obviously like I would like in. I don't know. It's hard to determine. I don't think it's just like it's noteworthy and it's odd, but he doesn't appear like, you know, that none of the Fatal Reserve can do that. And there are no obvious effects on him right now. Yeah, it's just.
I'm gonna actually kind of like lean in a little closer. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What kind of precautions have you already taken?
Well, we have inspected the remaining steel predators that are intended to guard the queen. They appear untampered with by all of our looks. We have, we're ensuring that the queen has at least 5 steam stride wardens with her at all times currently. And she's well guarded within the Capitolium.
Has she been moved?
No. She is attending to governance today. She's within the Capitolium, within the parliamentary chambers at the moment. I've just come from a high council meeting within the hour. She's well guarded. And to penetrate that deep into the Capitolium, even for someone as accomplished as Vossen, I would imagine would be incredibly difficult.
At that, I bristle.
You trust every single one of the Steam Stride Wardens that is guarding her right now?
I do.
My concern is that the predator was a distraction.
From?
Well, I think he likes to play games. If we come to you with this thing that's supposed to guard the queen, and we report to you that it's malfunctioned. You've checked all of them, right? Did that divert your attention from anything else you should have been doing at the time?
No. I've seen to my duties to the best of my ability. And there is an element of him that's starting to bristle as well at the insinuation. Like, it's not at the surface yet, but you can tell that this is a man who does take great pride in his job.
Right.
He says, I've done everything within my power. I've inspected the remaining steel predators. I have ensured that the guard that is upon her are trusted. They are members of my team. We have inspected the Capitolium. We have inspected the council chambers. I was just in there myself, and I've seen nothing. Please, understand. We are taking precautions, and I am doing everything I can. But these small occurrences, so far, what you have is a malfunctioning machine that we cannot attribute to anything other than a malfunction, and the words of your friends. And I understand the faith that has put stock into what you claim to be the delivery mechanism by which you've heard of this. But I can only go on the facts as I know them. I've also given the descriptions of the Fatal Reserve out to every member of my team. No one has been spotted.
Wouldn't they be in disguise? I'm not trying to accuse you of doing a poor job, but you'll forgive me if I'm a little paranoid and overly cautious considering the last experience I had being on the receiving end of one of his operations.
I understand. Is there anything that you would suggest I do that I haven't already?
I look to Salix.
He's standing there, and when you look to him, he steps forward. I don't mean to. I mean no disrespect, High Warden, but would you mind if I looked into a few other things? With your blessing, of course. High Warden, permission granted. Just nods to him like, yeah, whatever you want to look at, dude.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
In the coming days, is the queen expected to be doing anything in front of people? Or I don't know, Commander Vossen, or anything, but if I were trying to make a point of assassinating someone, I might want an audience.
Queen has a scheduled appearance in 2 days at the High Forum.
In 2 days?
Yes.
And she's still going to do that even after the information we've given you? She's going to appear in public.
Until I have something a little better to go on.
Okay.
I have to maintain the Queen's schedule.
Can we help? I mean, I understand that you don't trust what sent us, but an angel did send us, and they sent us for a reason, because they thought out of everybody in all of Elbor that we could help. So that means the gods trusted us to help, and I'm not saying you have to believe the gods or anything, because I don't know if I do, but there's got to be something to that, right?
Oma, roll a persuasion check for me.
Come on, Oma.
Come on.
I did not have alcohol, so I do not
have alcohol. Only I was drunk.
Gosh dang.
Why don't they serve 11-year-old?
We just let a kid drink.
It's okay.
Charisma class.
Oh, true.
17.
Oh, jeez.
Number of the session.
That is okay. The number of the session.
Wait. Hold.
Oh, do some sorcerer things.
Sorcery! Hold, please. I need to see if I have it.
Tides of Chaos?
I don't have Tides of Chaos, but luck. Oh, I can bend that luck. I don't think I've done it.
You had a short rest. I don't know if that gets it back.
Did your wild magic surge go off in the fight with the steel predator?
No.
It didn't. No. No. Didn't it? Didn't you get resistance to
help, but it was a thing.
Was that this fight? I feel like this was the first fight in a long time.
But I have my wild magic's at an 8 right now. So it might have gone off and then gone back up to 8, but right my wild magic's at an 8.
For some reason, I thought that was this.
It did go off, but it didn't go off.
Because I know when it goes off, you immediately recharge Ben Luck, I think. Or maybe that's Tides of Chaos. I don't remember which.
So. No, and that's also not. It says the DM can make you wait until that happens. I don't recall if I used... There's not a button to press for Ben's luck.
It just gives you advantage on a roll, right?
No, I get to roll a d4. I can spend 2 sorcery points to roll a d4.
If you'd like, go ahead. We'll say yeah. I mean, I don't recall you using it in the fight or at any point today, so...
I don't either.
As long as you have sorcery points, I guess, right?
Yeah, I think as long as you have sorcery points.
So if you got sorcery points, you can do it.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. I do, because I had a short rest, so I do have 2.
Hey, yeah.
Also, we're doing short rest. Everyone got a short rest?
Everybody got a short rest.
If we drank or whatever, that's fine.
Like, your time in the Scholar's Rest, it's Thessaly's time up on the mountains, all short rest. At this point now, we're probably getting on, 4 in the afternoon. At this point, 3-4 in the afternoon. Travel time.
Okay, I am going to roll a d4.
Okay.
I have a really cool d4. Where's that really cool d4? There it is. Okay, so I'm bending my luck. I'm going to add a d4 to my roll. So I had a 17 plus. That's a dirty 20.
Dirty 20.
Nice.
Get him.
Ooh, dirty 20?
He folds his hands. How would you offer to help?
Well, I haven't thought about it, but there's lots of ways I can help. One of the ways that I can help is I can be a distraction. I can make myself look identical to the queen. Or I can make anybody look identical to the queen. And I could make lots of people look identical to the queen. So she can be in lots of places at once. And maybe that means that the one queen can actually be somewhere very, very safe. And doesn't have to give the speech, but a queen can give the speech at the forum.
Captain Salix. And he like, yes, sir. Says, I trust your judgment. If anything they propose is too outlandish, run it through my office. Otherwise, do as you wish. With the express consent and permission of the captain, and Salix just nods. Understood, sir.
Now. So, can we put the queen in a bunker?
That, I'm afraid, is outside of the realm of what's possible currently.
Does she know that someone's coming to kill her?
She's been informed.
And she doesn't want to hide?
You don't know the queen, do you?
Well, I've never met her.
She is a force of a woman. I believe her response was, let them try.
Oh, no.
So?
Oh, no.
It kind of comes with the job.
Anyway, and he like closes up the folio, stands up. I do have many other things to attend to. Please do understand, I am treating this with the priority and the attention that it deserves, and I've put one of my best on it. And he looks over your shoulder at Salix. I wish you the best. I will call upon you again if I need you.
Thank you.
And you. And he reaches out to shake your hand.
I'll take his hand and shake it.
When you take his hand and shake it, he grabs hold of your hand, and like there's a moment where he squeezes it, and then his eyes kind of go wide again, and it's gone in a flash. And then he just smiles and lets you.
Can somebody do detect magic? Can somebody fucking try?
None of us saw that.
I know.
That's so subtle.
There's no way.
I know.
Only Thessaly sees it.
I don't get any of my spells back on a short rest.
No, you don't. You get channel divinities and... No, wait, do you? I don't remember.
I get my channel divinity, yeah. Doesn't help me. Yes? Okay.
Do the thing.
Do the thing.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't.
Okay.
Do we catch her frustration?
No, I'm keeping it under wraps too. I'm not trying to like let any. I'm really not trying to like.
There's not a lot of options.
She's facing away from you and like 40-50 feet away.
Yeah. No, I'm purposefully not trying to set anything off. Like, right. I don't want to. So I shake his hand, okay. And I just,
why?
So, Salix will be with us. He'll be around.
Correct.
Great.
Let's get to it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. And he turns back, sits down, kind of starts organizing his notes, and...
I am marching with purpose out that door,
I'm ushering almost.
Yeah, I mean,
door.
But I'm like looking at Kellic and looking back at that bookcase.
Yeah,
and being like,
I'm nodding feverishly. Get my fucking no.
So funny.
It's such a
dad. It's a man cave. Let's get out of here.
I know.
But I'm like, but Kellic.
I found him.
All right. You all take your leave of the offices of Nisade Kalb, the High Warden of the Steamstride Wardens, and exit. Salix escorts you guys down the hallway. And back out into kind of the antechamber area. basically kind of like just out of the office and like down the halls away until you're kind of in again that like big open circular antechamber, and kind of turns and
some place we can speak privately.
A place where I'd settle for a broom closet at this point. Can we just? I need where someone can't hear us.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Cool. Turns, he like turns on his heel and starts walking out. You guys walk through the city. He takes you down you go normally out through the cliffs, the stairs to Sildar, and rather than like hanging a right basically and continuing and heading back up towards the upper districts, he takes you left and you go down. And he takes you like down the stairs through until eventually you come out of the bottom of the cliffs of Sildar, and you see the rest of the city like sort of splayed out before you guys. You begin walking, and the cliffs of Sildar kind of let out basically like right at the border of the Anvil and Shadehaven districts. Mm. So you can see kind of like off to the right, you see the ocean, you can see kind of the docks, and you see like buildings off to your right tend to be like a little bit larger, a little more industry driven. And he kind of takes you left and you skirt along the cliffs of Sildar and very quickly enter into the shade of these same cliffs, and eventually kind of turns you right down a main thoroughfare, and you guys walk for a good like 20 minutes or so, almost 30 minutes, before eventually you come to what looks like a very small like townhome that is in the Shadehaven district of the city. And out front, you can see that there is a nice little well-maintained little flower garden on like the windows. And you're gonna make me cry. Stop looking at me.
Sorry.
You can see that there is a nicely maintained little garden like out front. It's just, you know, quaint white building. Two stories. And he takes you into his home. And
I tear up.
As you open the door, you can see, walking through the front, you can see that he does carefully tend to the plants out front. And as you open it up, it's nice. Like, it's well furnished. It is very much decorated and adorned in a very similar way to the cottage you all lived in. And you see that above the mantelpiece, he has several of your sketches from times past where he looks at him and then he just like clears his throat and welcome to my pad.
You have a nice home. I recently just got a home, so I know how hard it is to maintain a home like this, and you've done a great job.
Thank you.
I just let that go.
Yeah. He looks to you all for some sort of explanation.
She owns a house.
Okay.
Yeah, it's true. She's dead.
She inherited the house.
Long story.
Yes, being a homeowner is, it's a significant time.
It's a lot of time and money. Responsibility.
It is indeed a lot of responsibility.
Where's your keeper?
Leslie,
why do we need to be private?
Perhaps best that we get to the last hand.
Queen.
Let's all gather around. Dad would be so proud of you. And I like wipe away a tear. I'm concerned. Did you pick up on the High Warden's? No,
just
not,
one.
Not just once.
Once.
I think he did it
somewhere in the middle. He had a
four times.
Long pause.
He almost,
it's the only one I saw,
halted, but then it was like he didn't know that he had paused. And he just plowed right ahead and...
I didn't see that. I just heard him pause for a long time, but that's it.
Leslie, what are you talking about?
No, if he hadn't been sitting so close to me, I don't know that I would have necessarily picked up on it. And I don't know him the way that you do, but it was almost as though something else was stilting him in. I don't know.
The first time it happened, it was about the weaknesses of Captain Vossen. That's the part that sticks out to me.
Yes. And then at the end, when he shook my hand.
It happened then, too?
Yes.
What did he do?
What did he say?
He just said
thank you, and that... I don't know, I don't...
Also, what's behind his bookshelf?
What?
There's a bit of a... Well, I think there's a secret room back there or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does he have
a little
room?
buzz, and I walked over, and that's why I was walking.
Possible? I mean, he could have a safe with his private possessions. He could have a bolt hole or escape route. He's the High Commander of the Steam Stride Wardens. He's one of the most powerful
people in our room or something.
Government. It could be.
You don't know about it.
I would know. It's not too much of a...
Something was wrong with that conversation, Salix. Something was not right. I think something was affecting him, and I don't know if it was magical or if it was... I think the first part of this infiltration to get to the queen has already started.
Something that stops him from asking about Vossen's weaknesses, right? Are there any more consistencies?
And then...
The queen saying that she was going to tend to the queen, right?
When he said... Oh my gosh, DM, remind me. Short-term memory.
It was...
When he said the queen had been made aware, wasn't that another time?
Or he was in a
tender
of it.
What about the queen? And then it was like a long pause. He said, I'll see to it.
It was also right after I asked it during the checking of the other predators. He paused there too and said that I asked if their attention had been diverted from any activity while they had been tasked with like doing quality control on those.
Right.
And he paused then too.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Am I aware of magic? That am I aware of the level of magic that can change the way somebody thinks? Is that something that
interesting. I mean, you're a powerful cleric. Let's see here. You've been around enough that there are very powerful spells that can control a person for usually a very finite amount of time, though.
Yeah.
As far as like spells, that's
if, kind, even if it's know. Just the vaguest notion.
Yeah,
just
there are definitely forces, things, spells, certain magics, and probably powerful artifacts that could alter someone's behavior, maybe change the way, something like that.
Okay.
So yeah, you're aware that that is a thing that exists in the world, for sure.
This is pretty major conjecture, but what if he didn't tend to the predators and something made him think that he had? Because he was telling the truth.
He was.
But only as far as he knows, right?
Oh, you think... Okay.
Maybe something affected his recollection of events?
Well, Salix is part of this group. Can you do double check and make sure that the things he said he checked on, he did?
Yeah.
Also, I'm sure the queen is like super cool and thinks that she can do anything, and that's rad. I support that, you know. But like,
oh, Oma.
But like, I would really just like to know for sure that she knows that someone's coming to kill her, because if I knew that someone was coming to kill me, which I did know that someone was coming to kill me at some point, then I was a little careful. Wasn't I?
Little.
A little. Apparently.
Trying to solve the problem.
Timeline-wise.
Yeah.
I talked to Mo Wei before or after the meeting that Nasaid said he had?
After.
After. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I did mention to a trusted cleric from the temple here, from Aetherhune, that the queen was in danger and he's going to run it up the chain.
You mean the same trusted clerics that Artemisia used to head?
No. This one's different.
Oh.
He's a friend.
Okay, good.
He's challenged authority before.
Oh, well then we like him.
Certain disregard for the rules, yeah.
I think that's the first thing. I want to take a look at... Can we get clearance to see these predators? I don't think it
seems like
thing.
We only have 2 days.
I can. I don't know if I can get the rest of you.
Why not?
Because it's a top secret facility.
Who has access to it?
He does.
No. So
me?
Who else?
Me, the High Warden, a few other members.
Could you get me images of them?
Images?
Yeah, like, could I know what they look like?
I can go and check on them. Or at least request. I can go and check
you
on them.
Go.
But other people can go with you.
We wouldn't be allowed in, Oma.
I can make everyone look like somebody else, and then you can get in. What are you pretending like I am useless here?
No, nobody's saying that,
I could make
Oma.
You look like
there's a delicate
Commander
balance we're
Nisei.
Trying to maintain here.
I understand what Salix is saying. Even if we all look like Steamstride Wardens, I don't even think that many Steamstride Wardens have that level of access
Great.
To go in and inspect.
So
it would
make
look
you
suspicious.
Look like a specific one.
That could put Salix in a lot of trouble if we were found out.
Okay, and then we might not get to do what we need to do.
Dying.
Well, tell you what, I can go check on the facility. Is there any other leads that you want to run down? Else you want to inspect?
I have
a thought, but you go.
Thought too. You said that Vossen likes Leyes.
Yes.
So, checking the
predators
is a good, like, that's one thing.
One layer, yes.
High form. That was a great question. When you check places, How do you ensure that they are safe? Do you have thieves? Do you have people who look to infiltrate places, look at them?
That would be me. Yeah.
How good are you?
Look at
yes.
my eyes go wild.
We are gonna. That's so funny. Okay.
He's over here like, I do everything.
Steal off.
Let's see.
I'm trying to pick fights.
He says, I'm pretty good.
Okay.
I've got good eyes.
I believe you. I just think maybe, possibly while you do that, at least some of us could
look into the high forum for
potential points of
where the speech is
ingress. And
yeah,
that's a great idea. Yes.
Okay.
I mean, we should at least we'll definitely be there when it happens.
Absolutely. Yeah. If not,
lastly, he was supposed to be coming by boat. So if you were going to siege this city, probably not in a loud way, where would you start? Where would you put your boat? Where would you come into the city?
Is there a canal or something like that? Something that gets him closer to the castle?
There's two places in Stillgate that are accessible by boat. One is, of course, just the docks. Ships come by the dozens every single day. The other place that is less conspicuous and more restricted is Deepwell Marina, but that's in the Cliffside District. It's a private marina where the wealthy of the city bring their wealth.
Cliffside District is where
we were attacked
by that steel predator.
Cliffside, the Cliffside District is where you guys were when the steel predator got you. Like,
and
we
were supposed to meet
the head of the
guild.
That's my suggestion.
Does she, if I'm thinking back to
Lady Peregrine,
does she have a ship there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I'm freaking out.
That's okay.
I
love watching this happen. It's the best.
Okay.
That's going to be my suggestion. If we have no other leads, Lady Peregrine.
She has a boat.
She has a boat. She has Cliffside District, and when she knew we were coming, that is when we were attacked by a steel predator.
No, I think she knows, or she's been manipulated and coerced into helping him. I mean, it's one of the two. It has to be one of the two. It has to be.
It's a lot of things lining up.
So we're gonna go talk to Lady Peregrine.
Maybe we go to the marina first. And we can look for a ship with. Oh goodness. Okay. Yes. But no. I think we should go to the marina first. And I don't want to tip her off. I don't want to confront her directly. I feel like that might get messy.
They are the most powerful guild.
Yeah. Yes.
Is there a way? I mean, would we had a scheduled appointment with her, did we not? We could still go under the guise of our appointment.
We would be quite late at this point.
We ran into some trouble on the road.
Mm-hmm. Trouble that she should
trouble
know nothing about.
She might have programmed, though, and I... Oh, goodness. Yes,
Did you ever say who built them?
The Mechanist Guild.
Guild is...
It was her guild.
Their guild. The guild is responsible for most of the artifice in the city.
Hmm.
They very much control it.
So...
I think we go to Lady Peregrine.
We go to Lady Peregrine, and Salix, you go check out the validity of the
Steel Predator
inspections.
Yeah,
and does that include inspecting the one that was destroyed, that was malfunctioning?
I mean, by this time, it's likely back at the facility. So okay. Yeah, I can.
And then we can reconvene here.
I'd probably say we're here.
Yeah,
of course.
Do you feel this is safe?
Yeah, I mean, safe as it can be.
Well, I think this is a good start.
Seeker.
Hmm.
Give him some ink.
Oh,
Mm-hmm.
What are you out?
You better not.
I don't. I get
give out like candy.
I get a new one every day.
Okay.
If I want it, I will walk over to Salix and hand a small vial of ink. This see this.
I look at it.
I look at it too.
Tell the description scroll.
Oh, he knows. You know.
Is it what color is it?
I'm not going to look. What color is this?
It's silver.
Yeah. So, the thing about it is, I forget a lot. So, if you don't
you
hear
never
back,
remember.
Write again.
Write again. Every day.
Often.
Every minute.
I think I'll see you before tomorrow. But if
something happens.
Kelly, have you memorized this thread?
Yes, I'm familiar.
You got it? You got the thread?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Remember, he was going to end that thread.
Huh?
No, never mind.
Well.
Okay.
Salix chuckles.
Yeah.
He thinks it's funny.
Yeah.
Good.
he laughed.
Thank you for laughing.
Yeah.
All right.
Would it be good for us to go like us or do your thing and look like other people when we go to see Peregrine?
Well, Peregrine's expecting us.
What? Peregrine's expecting us, and also
and possibly try to kill
us. Also, I'm kind of tired right now, so I have to plan that.
Kind of tired right now. Speaking of, you all have been through a lot.
Yeah.
Make sure to get some rest.
Yeah, we're gonna rest. Yes. There's no time for rest.
We have time, from what I understand, right?
We have some time. I'm just.
Time is it now?
It's like four. He said.
I'd say by this time we're approaching like. Five in the afternoon.
Time.
4 or 5.
But we have 2 days, right?
We go see Lady Peregrine tomorrow morning?
I feel like we can do that now.
We should at least go scope out as much as we can.
Okay.
I do think that we have little time.
As much as we can get before we need to rest.
But there's no reason to rush it with Lady Peregrine if we can be more presentable. I don't know.
Maybe.
We can at least check out the marina. Right.
Sure. Maybe we could scope it and see.
Or the forum.
Yeah.
Should we split up?
No.
That makes me nervous. I don't even really...
Split the party.
It might be a quicker way to get answers.
I can go to the forum with Seeker.
Dead ends.
As long as we all have ways to communicate with each other, like...
Well, we'll just meet up at the
Scholar's Rest
tonight.
We're not
meeting up here.
Not here.
I can meet you.
Where are we sleeping?
We're going to sleep at the Scholar's Rest.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Sailor.
Yeah, your house is not as big as my house, so I don't know if there's an Oma.
Oh.
But it might be safer. You're right.
She doesn't mean it the way it comes out. She doesn't at all.
Burned by an 11-year-old.
I'm 12.
Welcome to the...
He's burned a lot of people.
I'm sorry. 12. Never been burned by a 12-year-old either.
That's not true. Hazel would burn you all the time.
Okay. You know what? You're in my house. he says, okay, fair enough. Okay. So, I'll go inspect the facility, see what I can find. You guys are going to go to the forum and the marina? Do you think that Vossen would pull a ship in there?
I'm afraid if he has connections with Lady Peregrine, because she was the only person that knew that we were coming into the city, that she could have used... If she has anything to gain...
It could have come under the guise of delivering something for her.
He could have come as her ship and taken up her docking space or something.
What would Lady Peregrine stand to gain by the queen dying?
I don't know.
But is there a void created that the Mechanist Guild could fill? If the queen dies, does the Mechanist Guild get more control over what happens?
Is the queen doing things that's making the Mechanist Guild upset? Like,
it's possible. But the Mechanist Guild...
Do they stand to gain by selling to Kaldor?
He could have also manipulated her. He could be holding something over her head.
There's a lot. We should start getting answers.
His expertise is finding out things about people and using it against them.
That's a fun thing to do.
All right.
Oh, Olma.
What?
You're a disturbing kid.
You don't even know.
Do you know, though, is there just any of that add up?
The Mechanist Guild has made more money and had more power in the last 30 years than they ever had before. The war, it makes them tons of money. Every artifice, every piece of machinery that goes to the front that's manufactured here in Stillgate, I have a hard time seeing why, but you could be right. She could be... Maybe there's something she cares about at stake. More than money, more than power. I don't know. But there's only one way to find out, right?
Only one way to find out.
Okay. Marina.
Marina.
Forum. I'll check the facility.
And then Lady Peregrine tomorrow?
We will meet with her tomorrow, yes.
Is there any way to find out where she would be moving about town?
Lady Peregrine's, she's an incredibly powerful woman, calls upon someone or is called upon by someone probably most nights of the week. I don't know.
The last thing I'll think of, I just want to mention, what if we set off something at the marina or the forum and spook her and she vanishes into thin air and we can't find her tomorrow morning? Should we start with her? The marina's not going to vanish and disappear. There's still going to be traces there we can find. I'm worried that that she might run if she feels that we're onto her.
I don't think she stands to gain anything by running.
She's hiding from us.
I don't think she'd leave the guild. I don't think she could.
If it meant that we're going to be able to connect her to the queen's assassination, I think she would like to kind of...
Why would she think that we would
put because we do something together at the marina to tip her off?
Well, so don't do anything at the marina.
Well, I mean, yeah, everything always goes perfectly, doesn't it?
No.
We should,
I don't know if I want to approach her directly when we're not at full capacity is my only...
I mean,
it's a gamble.
Gamble, I mean...
I understand what you're saying. But that is the... In the same way that they're not going anywhere, she might be. She is the highest risk, effort. So otherwise we're just going to a place and looking at it.
That's true.
Risking an encounter with her that might tip our hand.
And if we're not at full capacity, then we could still spook her and she could still run.
Yeah, I mean, it's up to, I'm feeling okay, but if you guys, I don't know what everyone's at.
I'm not feeling okay.
You just gotta be careful.
I have parlor tricks left in terms of my magical reserves.
Or do we just do this all tomorrow?
I think we can look at the forum today, and I think we can look at the marina. I think we can be sneaky.
I think we can be careful.
Yeah.
Quiet now.
But at worst, we're just looking around, right?
Okay. Right. We're tourists.
But we should try not to look like ourselves as much as possible.
That's fair. Okay.
Okay. I put my
hand. We were attacked on site.
And just maybe no outbursts.
Of?
Are you looking at me?
What do you mean by outbursts?
Never mind.
What do you mean?
Then you're the one who said it. What do you mean by it?
Well, I don't want to... Okay, like... I'll kill you.
We've talked about this.
That was a very specific scenario.
Okay, also, we were in a private room, and...
Okay, well...
It didn't cause a fight.
And in the Underdark. I'm just saying, like, let's just make sure we keep a calm head. This is serious.
Okay.
Right.
Oh. I'm famous for not taking things seriously.
I'm not trying to start anything, guys. I'm just trying to make sure we understand that.
I think we've all got it. We've all got a lid on it, you know.
Okay.
If anybody should be worried about an anger problem, we should be looking at me.
Well, you keep the lid on it, too.
All right. I will.
All right. I'll see you guys at the pier or the Scholar's Rest?
The Scholar's Rest.
Scholar's Rest.
The Scholar's Rest.
I'll write to you as soon as I'm ready.
All right.
Be safe.
I'm just going to throw my arms around him in a really big hug.
You be careful. He, like, whispers it in your ear.
Be careful, too. You come back.
And he
walks out the door. You hear the of his.
Found it again, right here.
still there?
You hear the, still right there. You hear the beating wings of his dragonfly clockwork mount come down, and he takes off.
Oh, we should have asked for one of those.
What?
No, that's only for the, you have to be trained to do that.
They might would, have other ones.
Yes, I'm sure they have spare.
Spare F-16s sitting around. Yep. Just kidding.
It's for the queen.
Do we borrow one of those F-22s, please? We really need it.
Okay, so who's going where?
But if we're only going to the two places, we can all go together, right?
You think so?
Yeah, maybe.
I wanna.
They're in the opposite directions of each other.
True.
No, the forum is up in the Cliffside District, as is Depot.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, they're both. Okay. Oh, never mind.
Sorry. So we could do both. The forum is the High Forum is in the Civic District. It's like the most popular.
That's what I thought.
Like,
Athenium.
And then they're so they're both like in the higher district. It's just like one's here, one's over here.
If I have seen a map of the city, can I? Take us all secrets. It to the High Forum?
Yeah, definitely. Sure.
And just your knowledge of cities.
So, remind me of city secrets again?
Just increase your
But it's me and companions that I lead can travel between any two locations in a city twice as fast as your speed would normally allow.
Okay, cool.
So, like, basically, if I'm leading them through, because of my urchin background and knowing how cities are laid out or how they tend to be, I can take them through kind of.
And that's like a general thing, just cities in general? Or does it say you have to be like familiar with the place or anything? Or is it just kind of a.
You know the secret patterns and flow to cities and you can find passages through the urban sprawl. Awesome.
Super cool.
That others would miss.
Like, hell yeah. I like this idea. Yeah, like,
absolutely.
Super cool.
Absolutely. So, Oma, yeah, you like have seen the map at this point and you've seen a few of them like posted. Like, you saw there's a big
one. Yeah. But there was one in the office, right?
The office. There's a big one in Steamstride Landing.
And we've been walking around a little bit.
So, and you guys have been walking around. You've seen it from up high. So now, like, you've, as you said, like, you've familiarized yourself with the flow, and as Oma's like, I'll lead the way, guys, like, you guys suddenly, like, cut left and down a different way than Salix even took you, and Oma starts, like, leading you guys through weird back streets, and then you're, like, at the steps of Sildar before you go. Another thing that I did forget to mention, now that you're coming up to the stairs, you see the six lifts that are all along the cliffs of Sildar. There are six different elevators, two basically between kind of each staircase of the city that do cost a little bit of money and are controlled by the Mechanists Guild. But there are lifts as well, depending on whether or not you guys want to take the stairs. It's up to you. It's a silver piece to take it. It's faster, so...
Yeah, I just follow Oma, so if she wants to do that...
Yeah, if Oma says...
I'll pay it, yeah.
Would you want to take the elevator?
Yeah, I'll be like, hey guys, did you see these elevators?
Cool, yeah. You see these huge, they're huge. They generally take about like 100 people at a time up and down.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, they're like massive platforms, and the sort of gears and mechanisms are like straight up bolted and artificed into the faces of the cliffs. So as you guys step on, you see that there's just like a guy in what looks to be like sort of very simple livery that is etched in bronze in the sort of colors of Stillgate or the sort of metal that's fashionable and that's adorns most of the towers and things like that. And then has a series of like the same symbol of the Mechanist Guild, that kind of like weird blend between the Sigil of Ondale, the tree and the cogs, but with like additional gears and things like that. Sort of a weird blend between the two. So you see that he is there. It's once you guys step onto the elevators themselves, there's a few other people. Most of them are better dressed, especially at this. And at this time of day, you see a lot of what look like well-to-do merchants and various different people who maybe come down to the Anvil District during the day and then ride back up to the upper district where they live in the evenings. So as you guys get there, it's like rush hour, basically.
Yeah,
it's like 5:30, you know, something like that. So you get there, and you each give a silver piece. So just everybody take a silver piece off of your...
how many copper is one silver?
Ten copper.
Ten,
yeah. Except for Electrum, which is banned forever at my tables.
No, because it doesn't make any sense. Why would you do it?
Dumb. Wizards of the Coast, if you ever watch this, nix it. It's dumb.
Just kidding. I don't know what that is, but I'm platinum. Platinum's okay.
Platinum is... That's 100 silver pieces.
100?
Yeah.
Oh, but it's like 10 gold, right?
Yeah, 10 gold, 100 silver. So you each give the
the requisite pieces, and then as you step onto the platform...
Does anyone need any, or is everyone good?
I'm good, but Stacy did really clean me out. I'm getting low.
Yeah.
You guys, I'm low, the queen will give us a bit of money. Reward.
You guys just in my pocket.
Yeah.
Them in my pocket.
You guys all step up onto the elevator, and as you guys do, there's like you hear the guy like, last call, going up, and he pulls this like big lever, and you see it's like this sort of shimmering like arcane barrier encloses the platform, and it rises surprisingly fast. You feel that kind of lurch of it as it steps off, and within probably about 30 seconds, 45 seconds, like these move very quickly up and down. You guys are at the top. He goes all off, and he like switches the lever again, and then the barrier falls just on the side that lets out, and people just file out, make their way back into the upper district. This one is lets out kind of right, like nearer to the Cliffside District. You guys kind of made your way over there. Are you going to Depot Marina first, which is farther, or Athenium? The Forum, which is
I think the Forum first.
Forum's there first. Yeah.
So never. So rewind that. You go to the one that you're like, that one's closest, and it is the first one between Sildar and Dornan Stair. So you go there, take the elevator up, and before you know it, you find yourselves sort of like walking up to this beautiful, like, white stone amphitheater. You see, like, row upon row upon row going very, very deep into the ground as if it was, like, carved out effectively from the bedrock itself. All told, the Forum can probably fit close to 8,000 people at any given time. It's, like, basically done in, like, not quite 360 degrees, almost all the way around. And then in the very center, there's just like, and it's all like white stone trimmed in bronze. It's all that same polished white stone. And you can see that the steps as they lead down are slightly worn in the center from the thousands upon thousands upon thousands of feet.
Is it just outside?
It's just outside.
Open air? Oh, jeez.
Open air.
Oh, no.
Yep. Yes. It is an open air forum.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah.
What is she? She's like, let them try. Are you kidding me? In an open air?
I'm going to go to this thing that's really dangerous.
So
I'm telling you, we'll put her in a bunker. We'll make someone look like her.
So she, or rather you guys see, the forum, the grand forum. And it spreads out before you. You can see down in the center, there's like a very large sort of elevated platform with a series of steps that goes up to the side. And then in the center is kind of like a large circular stone plinth or pulpit from which a speaker can speak. But you guys find yourselves here, and there are a variety of people like here already. There are what look to be, for lack of a better term, there's a few academics. You can see like students and things like that who are like sitting in little groups clustered doing, you know, appearing to study, kind of get their evening studies in, or just hanging out, being in this place of like academic achievement and renowned public speaking. There are like kids and stuff like that running around and like playing on the steps. It's just a public forum that only gets really like locked down when there is an event, but otherwise it's largely open to the public. All told, there's, 30, 40 people milling about in different places. Actually, probably, never mind. A lot. There's like 80, 90, spread throughout, different parts. Sure. You know, it's big. So, but there are different like groups, families, and stuff like that. You see a collection of different people.
Man, that's so dangerous. This whole thing is dangerous. There's like no hope.
As a death trap.
I want to, as they're talking, I want to make a beeline towards the stage-ish area and start casing. I'm thinking, like, if something was there when there are people here, how would I get to it? Are there elevators underneath? Are there access tunnels? Are there, like, what else is there here that I might use to access this location?
I will say, with your background, make an investigation check at advantage for me.
While he's doing that, I want to walk the circumference. And I want to look at higher vantage points that could possibly look down into the amphitheater.
Gotcha. Okay. Make a perception check for me.
And I would like to detect magic.
Okay.
And I guess I will cover the places that I presume she would be entering and speaking and
cool.
places that would be trapped or something right. to that effect.
I'm wondering.
It was not that. I can tell you that.
I'm wondering, while Kellic was doing that, if I could walk with him
mm-hmm.
and just kind of like, if anyway, assist with my arcane knowledge. And if not, no worries.
Absolutely.
Walk
absolutely.
With him and help him.
Yeah. I would say that you go ahead and roll. So with Detect Magic and Flynn's help, go ahead and roll a your choice investigation perception at advantage because Flynn's helping.
15.
As you look around, you go up and you start looking at the plinth, the pulpit, the steps, looking for secret passageways, bolt holes, anything, a smuggler's catch, any place where someone could be rushed to safety, anywhere where someone could hide. You see that there are many points of egress in this space. The plinth itself, the area around it, nothing catches your eye. There's no, like, for lack of a better term, like hidden passageways mm-hmm. or anything like that. There is one, like the back, basically like the section where you believe, like looking at it now, where the queen would likely enter, and Kellic and Flynn are kind of like running along this area right now. It is like not quite covered, but there is like a columned staircase that leads up and out and is like kind of the closest egress that is in the most direct line of sight to the Capitolium. So that's kind of what you see, but after casing it over and looking at it, nothing catches your eye mm-hmm. as particularly, there's nothing, no secrets or anything like that, no hidden passageways. You two, as you're looking around, detect magic,
23.
Awesome. So you do notice that there is a magical aura about the place.
Okay.
It's very subtle, very faint. It is transmutation magic.
Okay.
But as you look at it, you innately understand that it is a slight magical effect that boosts the acoustics of the space itself,
mm-hmm.
not anything nefarious.
Right.
As you go through the points of egress, you kind of walk all up and down those stairs. You don't see any glyphs, traps, triggers, anything like that would indicate that this is a space that would be like that there's nothing nefarious
mm-hmm.
That is there
mm-hmm.
At present moment.
During that.
Yeah.
While we're kind of looking and going over the magic, wasn't ever really good at speeches, or really talking, as you can probably tell.
Do you think you're gonna stand in for the queen?
No, I just I'm trying to connect here.
Oh, sorry,
Kellic.
Completely. Sorry, it's just a bit distracted. I'm just looking about.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes they'd have us talk about the things we've learned in Iron Light and all that. I know we're pressing of time. I probably should just get to the point. I'm sorry if I earlier singled you out, or sometimes I don't know if I'm being rude or, sometimes I get put on the spot and I don't know what to do. So I just kind of just say what I was thinking. And sometimes I don't know if that hurts people. So I'm sorry if I did.
But apology accepted. It's fine. I don't love the idea that the difficulties we've had at various moments in our journeys would lead to some idea of me that is, doesn't choose the appropriate moment. But I understand the need for caution.
I know. And it's like we all make mistakes, and so it wasn't really fair of me to single you out. I just want to make sure we're okay, you know.
Hi.
I'm not sensing anything.
Seems clear. This is as expected, I suppose. It would be a bit too rudimentary if we're dealing with the kind of person that Thessaly has described.
If the Mechanist Guild is part of this, maybe they set up some kind of trap or some kind of explosion, or I don't know. Didn't they say that there was a guy that deals with bombs or something in Captain Vossen's crew? Should we check for something like that? That's maybe not magical. Maybe that's something that would go under the radar here in a place that prides itself on knowing all about magic. Maybe they use something.
Think maybe Seeker would be the one to find that. He's seems to be being pretty discerning.
Well, maybe we can try and find him and see if he knows anything.
Yeah. I have to think it would be something they wouldn't check for. Right, this is important that we do this.
But, yeah.
I doubt we'll find anything.
I mean, who Who are we to think that we can find out something that the renowned steel wardens couldn't?
Well, we're the bloody agents of repair. After all.
Sometimes your confidence astounds me.
I used to work with the Hallow Guard, and they're a bunch of assassins.
And facts.
True.
True.
How would they do it?
So, if I were to think of, like, how my group, my crew, like, how Air would potentially, like, set something up, could I think through that? Like, could I look at the space and kind of, like, put the red threads together of how an assassin, like a group of assassins too, not even just one person, right? Because we also had a group. We had,
for sure,
different types of people.
Make an insight check is what I'll call this. As you think back to, like, methods, how would you do this? Kind of trying to put yourself in someone else's shoes and think like them. That seems like an insight check to me.
I did roll an 18 on my perception for checking the perimeter.
Okay, 18.
I wanted to see if there was, like, any vantage point higher up.
For sure, for sure. And Oma, you're so low, right? Right now,
yeah,
like, you're
solo.
Not with. Okay, you're solo. You two are the only people.
Yeah,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
What was your roll?
17.
Dang.
Hey.
Okay.
Yeah, what?
Jeez.
18. I'm okay. Gonna use two. I'm gonna use two.
What are y'all?
All right.
Oh, and wow.
Right. Awesome. Awesome.
21.
Nice. Okay. Great. So you.
Found it.
You, Thessaly, there are 3 points of, like,
okay,
high ground,
okay,
that have ample view of the pulpit, that are, yeah, like, high enough in the air, would have no interference from the crowd, but they're far. Like, it would take a crack shot to do something from as far away as those points are, because the forum is not, like, totally bereft of anything surrounding it, but it's like, it's big, and then there's space, and then there's these kind of high points, so to speak. One of which is kind of one of the nearer towers of the Capitolium itself. The other would be just, there's two other kind of buildings that are relatively nearby. You see one that is like a near tower from the Capitolium. You see two others that are, again, high enough vantage points. One just appears to be like a bell tower, basically. And the other is just a tower of a nondescript building. You're not really sure what it does. But they're basically like right at the edges of what a sharpshooter would be able to do.
Okay.
You know, several hundred yards.
Okay.
So those are like the only three that you are like, as you look around, you're like, okay, probably couldn't do it from there. And you kind of do this process of elimination. Mm-hmm. You're like there, there, and there. One is, again, sort of the Capitolium one is the one that would have full view of the entrance and exit point, though.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something.
Okay.
Olma, you 21, insight check. Okay. So this is a nightmare of a place.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
Sure. It's a kill box.
It,
like,
no, this is not
it's
a good kill
box. It's horrifying.
No, the whole
there's
thing
so
is,
many ways that it could be done. You could hit her when she comes out of the Capitolium. You could hit her when she comes in. You could hit her from the crowd and then in the confusion, maybe dip, potentially. If you have access to spell casting, there's almost any variety of ways that something like this could be done. The most likely things, the thing that would cause, there's the thing that would cause the most panic, which would be something loud, something flashy, some kind of big explosion. That would likely have to be done from close by in the crowd, and or be planted ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
The easiest, cleanest way to do it is get her while she's coming in, or while she's going out. Or when she's at the pulpit, that would be the second most, like, panic-inducing thing, because you would, the big thing would be the explosion, loud, scary. It would catch other people.
But the explosion is also not as guaranteed death.
Correct.
As the other things, because they could she.
There's any number.
Explosions don't necessarily guarantee that people close by are going mm-hmm. to be hit by them.
Precisely. Yeah. And the queen, in all likelihood, maybe has some kind of magical protection.
Yeah.
Who knows, right? The cleanest way to do it is hit her when she's at the podium. full view of everybody, broad daylight. Hard to control all of the potential points of egress.
Do I think it will be magical in nature versus, like, do I think it's going to be more like a power word kill type?
It would likely have to be a really, if it would have to be a very, very good shot, and someone who is, it would be like not magical like a spell, but definitively magical, magically aided, likely some kind of magic weapon or something very
because
powerful.
It would need, yeah. It would need to be pretty, it would need to do some massive damage to be able to like take her out in one hit.
Sure.
Yeah, and it would have to be one hit.
You'd have to be very skilled because, yeah, as soon as that first shot gets fired, you get one shot at it, right? You literally get one shot.
Yeah.
The only member of the Fatal Reserve that's capable of something like that is Hadrix.
Okay. Yep.
He's an artillerist.
Right.
And he has guns, and you've seen him make some pretty incredible shots.
Okay. So looking at those vantage points, I, remembering, would be like, it would be tough, but he could get a kill shot from any one of those three.
Yeah, he could. Yeah, he's the only one who could.
Right. Okay.
Then there is the other approach. The only other member that could potentially do something like this would be Meryl. But that would be massive.
But she, it would have. She, I mean, she'd have to like take the whole.
Yeah. That would be massive.
The whole amphitheater with her. Yeah. Okay. So probably not that.
Well, maybe because in East Haven they massacred the whole city.
That's
right?
Also true.
Meryl is dispassionate enough.
It would depend on what Vossen is trying to get out of this, though, right?
True.
Because
what are his motivations? Yeah.
It could be either, but like depending on if they want a clean
make
shot.
Make an insight
only.
Check for
okay,
me.
Okay. Yeah. What would I? Yeah. If we were having
make
a meeting about check. This mission,
make
what
a,
the
make
fuck
it an advantage. You've been thinking about this all day.
What does he stand to gain? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Insight?
Yeah.
22.
Yeah. All right.
Finally.
Big money.
This, you're thinking about it and you're like, okay, like it could be the shock and awe. It could be like, but then you remember something. You remember that Vossen is not, he's a connoisseur. He's not a showman.
No.
It's not right. This is too flashy. This is too out in front of everybody's face. This is too much of a public statement. Mm. He would do it quiet and clean, and no one would know until after it was done.
Oh, shit. So it's not going to happen here.
It won't happen.
It's not
like you're sure of it with that role. You're like, it's not going
to
happen here.
That's good.
It's too flashy. Yeah. It's too big. He's not a terrorist. He's a fucking surgeon.
No, he's a I'm gonna try to like gather everyone.
Yeah.
Then I'm gonna try to regroup.
Like you're sitting there and you're like, this isn't it. This isn't it.
This isn't it. Yeah. Okay.
And you guys all gather together and you all give that and like I'd say that happens kind of as everybody's like giving you the information. You all gather together and suddenly like the thought, it's just like, this isn't right. It's not his style.
Mm-hmm.
He's not shock and awe.
No.
He's not shock and awe. He's a knife in the dark.
This won't be it. It won't happen here.
You sure?
I'm positive. He doesn't, you were all listening earlier. He's theatrical, but the theatrics aren't for anyone other than himself. He doesn't want to commit an act where the massacre was a bit of an exception. Other conversation. This is about the Queen. It will be quick and it will be quiet.
He doesn't want everyone to see it. He wants them to know that she's been taken without them knowing.
He just wants
the absence of knowledge to be.
So will it happen before or after something like this?
Is that cuts our timeline then?
It does cut our time.
Only if it's before this.
Which would
make sense because then the whole city would know that she never showed up to her thing.
Or maybe she's going to make an important announcement and she won't be there to make it.
Yeah.
That would be the sort of delay of that might appeal as well because then. I mean, it would spread panic in a different way. They don't need to all see her die for them to be completely.
Would he do it in the Capitolium? Would he?
That was a thought I had.
Find a way
we should
in
check
chamber.
That place
when she's before she comes out from the Capitolium to here.
Maybe because she's in her chambers until the speech. Right? That's what did Nasaid say? He said she'd be proceeding with her schedule.
Yes.
We don't know what that means.
You don't know her schedule?
Could be
any number of things. Lots of meetings, just got a council.
I mean, thinking about it, I have no doubt that if he could get into the Capitolium, into her chambers, and pull that off, that would fucking appeal to him.
What would be scarier than killing the queen in the most secure place in all of Ondale?
Yeah. You're right. That's where he's going to do it.
Well, that's quite a bit harder for us to check out.
We have to come up with
some pretty...
Well,
that probably is part of the appeal, to be quite honest with you, because he's counting on the fact that they're going to be the only people who can actually reach her.
Well, can we...
Anything can be broken into.
Can we look maybe around the building? Maybe we can do tomorrow maybe, or today?
I wish I'd do it now. We could be taking one strike tonight.
That's true. Okay, so we just check...
This cuts our timeline.
So we just check... Should we scope out the perimeter first? Mm-hmm. And see how we would enter if we were trying to do it?
Yeah, Seeker, you're quite good at this sort of thing. Maybe you could play your eye.
And I had to do it with the Hello Guard.
Right.
All right. You both
got a couple master intruders.
You're probably better at it than I am. I was just small.
That's important.
Would it be worth maybe also going to the marina too? I mean, it might be a good idea to maybe change her schedule. If we can come up with some good evidence that this is a legitimate threat, maybe we can get her out of there before the act happens. Should we split? And
I think we should.
I'm not really good at finding out that kind of stuff with the Quintordium.
I'm all for splitting. However, if Tess is right and he's already here, that means that we might run into him.
The danger's increased tenfold now. I think he is already in the city.
Makes some sense.
I don't know if we should run into him.
I think
separated.
There's no reason to rule out the Steel Predator as a possibility. In all this, at least it's quite a bit of a red flag as far as we've come.
I want to check it out.
I'm sorry. I just keep looking over at Rodney, and Rodney's like, he's just staring at me, waiting for me to reveal something. It's so funny. I keep making eye contact with you, like, I'm not giving you shit.
No, huh?
I think we could split up. With the very important reminder to everyone, I'm not looking at one person, but if you see anything that indicates that someone is hiding or waiting, or you do not go forward, you do not try to take somebody out, we wait, we regroup, and we only attack together when we are at our full capacity.
Okay, no engaging.
No engaging, because even if we all confronted them together right now, we're tired, I don't have spells. He could... I don't know.
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
It's a rough goal.
So Seeker and I will scope out the capital?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go to the
marina? Yeah.
Yes, we can go to the...
Three of us.
I'm going to grab Seeker's shoulder.
What?
You heard the word I used. Careful. Okay, if you see something interesting, you see something intriguing, you see something magical, you don't run ahead.
I'm not here for that. Oh, I can focus. I know how. Look, this is what I do.
I know.
You do the slash stab. This is what I do.
I know.
It will be okay.
I'm a little paranoid.
What's the best ways for us to stay in contact?
Well, we'll just meet back at...
But in between, scholars. Should something happen.
Can you do what Kellick does? Can
no.
you reach out?
No,
not
we can't.
The same, no. We just say, I'll reach out in an hour?
In an hour?
How long will it take to get to the marina?
If we had to guess.
What if we gave him 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Give him the scroll.
Give him the scroll.
And then he can always reach us.
Yes.
Oh, right. Okay.
So, we'll give you the scroll.
But you won't be able to respond.
That's okay.
Okay.
Well, at least no, but I can respond.
We can respond.
I can write on this.
Yes.
Oh, so you're gonna hold the ink.
Well, we always.
Yeah, I always have some ink.
Okay, and then we're gonna take your scroll. I'm gonna look at it. Is it gold?
I'm gonna start untying it. I'll hand it over to you.
Okay.
I will also put it on the outside of my.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I will make it for the rest of the night a conscious thing that I'll just be looking at it.
Fair enough.
So I don't have to keep interrupting.
I'll let you know
if it starts glowing gold.
Let you know if it lights up.
Okay.
Awesome. All right. So you split up.
You, who's headed towards the Deepwell Marina?
So the three of us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Desley, Kellick,
and Kellick.
The strong boys.
The strong folk.
You guys.
And then
the Seeker
and Olma are headed towards the Capitolium itself.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So as you guys split in Stillgate, as the sun begins to fade from the sky, we will pick up there next time.
I
love watching you guys squirm.
We only don't have any spells left.
I know.
Thank you all very much for watching. We appreciate you guys. And goodbye, nerds.
Bye, nerds.
Hey, nerds. Seth here. If you're enjoying Venture Forth, please like, follow, and subscribe on whatever platform you're using. And make sure to tell all your friends, all of them, like every one of them. If you're interested in going the extra mile, of course, you can check out our Patreon. The link is always in our description. You can support the show there. We are so grateful for our patrons. We wouldn't be able to do this without them. And if you're interested in becoming one and, you know, helping us do the thing, then you can head on over there. And of course, you get access to some really cool bonus exclusive content that is only available to our patrons. So anywho, check it out. Thank you so much. Bye, nerds.